Anyway, we're joining us now in the studio. Someone we last spoke to 6 years ago when she first got the job as the CEO of Mansfield Town. It is Carolyn Radford. Good afternoon, Carolyn.
Hello there.
6 years.
Incredible. Well, almost 6 years.
Almost six yeah. years.
Three children.
Three children later. Two twins. Well, no, not two twins. Yeah. 2-year-old twins and right. a 3-year-old. So, yeah.
It was a kind of big story at the time, simply. And it is because things haven't changed that much. I mean, Karen Brady... Catherine Mietzer, that's right, at Charlton.
Yeah.
The only three women in any position really of influence at football clubs in this country.
I know, it's crazy, isn't it?
Marina Granite
Sky
might disagree.
Oh, yes, at Chelsea. She's the power behind the throne, isn't she? She's basically running it without the title.
I'm kind of the queen of the throne in Mansfield. So, we're doing really great and so excited for them to start the new season.
You had a politics degree, or you gained a politics degree from University of Durham. So that's quite a departure. How did you find yourself gravitating towards football?
Well, I've also got a legal practice course and a master's in law.
Brain box.
I'm a lawyer. So I'm quite good at dealing with contracts and things. I previously worked in the fashion industry. So not quite as male dominated as the football industry. It's been an interesting journey. So,
Is it unlike any other business? You've worked in other businesses. What is it like working in football? People often say this. They come from a business background. I think they're shocked by the way football works. Is it difficult to get grips with?
It was quite shocking, to be honest. I mean, I think it is because there's so few women around. I mean, literally, that's the case. All the footballers are male. Backroom staff are male. Although we've got a female physio, which is good, and definitely introducing as many females, because I think it's really good. I think you need as equal as possible representation of females to give different inputs.
Isn't it the pressure of fans? I mean, you work for Gucci. If Gucci bring out a new range of suits or shoes, and they're not, that's, you don't get fans booing them and saying, "Well, what are you doing, Tom Ford, you idiot?" You don't get all that, do you?
It's completely
different, isn't it?
Yeah, no, it is. It is. It's quite tempestuous, isn't it? It's a it's a very vocal industry, and quite intimidating. I think that was mainly, I was 29 at the time, female. I wasn't quite the normal middle-aged white male executive, and so I got some stick. So
it was a decent season last season. You just missed out on the playoffs, and it's Steve Evans is your manager, and you've had quite a turnover of players over the summer, quite a lot in, quite a lot out. So it's been a busy close season for
you. It's been really busy. Steve's absolutely fantastic, and he's really helped guide us towards the club that we want to be. We've brought in 13 new players this season, which is quite. But we're favourites to win the league, so let's hope that the bookies aren't wrong.
Usually they're going to have a good idea.
Are you dealing with agents quite a lot even at League Two level?
Yeah, I am. As I said, I've got a brilliant man in Steve who really helps guide me. I mean, I was having to deal with the legendary Barry Fry over the summer months, and so it's great to have somebody there to help, because it's quite an unusual business, isn't it? And so you have to be very careful. But obviously, this is my football club, and it's my children's inheritance, essentially, that we're messing about with. So I'm very careful on how we spend the money and to make sure that the club, remains as self-sufficient as it can possibly be.
What's the relationship like with the fans? I saw some pictures of you out on a trip to Malta, and a lot of the fans all turned out, and you had a drink with all the fans. I mean, that is dedication, isn't it?
Yeah.
A little army of Mansfield fans going to watch a game in Malta pre-season.
No, we have an amazing, amazing fan base. I was so fortunate for that. We like to keep in touch with them wherever possible and listen to what they want, improvements with the grounds, or what we can do to make Mansfield the very best that it can be. So it's always nice to meet them in an informal setting. We had a great pre-season out in Malta. It was great bonding for the players themselves. It's always nice for the fans to be able to meet the players. I think That's really good.
Sure. I mean, how much do their expectations kind of outstrip what you can realistically deliver as a League Two club? Is that always a battle you have to fight?
Yeah, I think that's always the case, isn't it, with any football club? I mean, we can't sign Premier League players, but we can get close, as close to that as possible, you know, making sure we get the right levels of deals for both the footballer and for the football club as well. Because, you know, you hear some horrific stories about these football clubs that aren't able to sustain the amount that they put in. So, you know, we're very careful in balancing that. And obviously with financial fair play, you have to do that as far as possible. Anyway.
I think fans have become a bit more educated towards that. I think there's after Pompey and clubs like that, what happened to...
No,
we've seen
terrible.
So many great clubs kind of taken to the brink. And you know, fans now think, well, look, I don't necessarily want us to kind of...
You want your club to win, but you'd rather they're still there.
Yeah, of course. And I think they realise that now.
No, that's right. But, you know, it does cost a lot of money to run a football club. And, you know, there's nothing to be taken away from that fact that, you know, but I think we've signed some really solid players that hopefully if we get promoted this season and we get promoted next season, then, you know.
Oh, yeah.
The Championship would be a great level for Mansfield.
How do you find dealing generally with agents? You see, do you have to build a good relationship with them? Is it quite combative? How do you work as a chief exec when you're trying to sort of horse trade with agents?
Well, you know, we're on the phone all the time. They're on holiday and we're saying, hi, how are you doing on this particular deal? And as I said, Steve's very, very good with dealing with agents as well. And in fact, my sister goes out with a football agent.
Mino Raiola.
Yeah, that's the one you want.
I'm quite clued up in how to deal with them as well. But you know, the agents' fees are a little bit annoying sometimes. Mm. But you know, everybody's in this business, aren't they? So
in the shy of 6 years you've been doing it, is it less sort of chauvinistic than it used to be? And Karen Bray, some of these horror stories not being allowed in boardrooms at clubs. I mean, is it still two sugars, please, love, or is it not as bad as that these days?
It's a very lonely place sometimes. I think football's still got a long way to go. You've got to have staying power and resilience, and you've got to be very tough-skinned as a woman in order to be able to survive, unfortunately. To just kind of keep your head held high and keep on going and doing the best job that you can do for your football club, because it is very hard at times.
Sure.
So, hopefully there'll be a day, you know, I've got three lovely boys, and that let's hope that, you know, the more females on the board in years to come.
Yeah, and pre-season, you had Borough, didn't you, last night? Is that
right? So we held them to a 2-2 draw.
That's pretty good.
So that was a fantastic result. We played Sheffield Wednesday on Saturday and did well against them. And then we got Nottingham Forest on Saturday.
Local skirmish.
Excellent. So it's so exciting.
Brilliant.
Can't wait for next season.
Well, Caroline, thanks for popping in to see us. We appreciate that.
Great.
Best of luck for next season.
Thank you so much.
There we are. Caroline Radford there, the chief exec of Mansfield Town. It's Paul Hawksby and Andy Jacobs here on TalkSport.